That was the laughing song from Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. Now, I played an excerpt of that because I thought it would be appropriate for this February Day 17 challenge. The question for today's challenge is, when did you last laugh so much that it hurt? Well, I'm sure I've had a more recent experience than the one I'm going to talk about because I am very easily amused. I am ashamed to confess that my humor can get quite childish on occasion. But the experience I'm going to describe is one that still makes me laugh to this day whenever I think about it. So, one day, a couple of years ago, I was reading the newspaper. It was at night, actually, and I was really tired because I'd been dealing with a bout of long-term insomnia, and I really wasn't getting enough sleep. So I was glancing at some headlines online, and because I was so tired, I completely misheard something that my screen reader said. I thought it said, "Flaming meteor blows up US." So then, of course, I had to do a double take and look at it again, because I couldn't really imagine a meteor actually blowing up the whole of the United States of America. Well, no, I actually totally misheard what the headline said because I was missing one little word. But it was a very crucial little word. In fact, it was of the utmost importance. The actual headline read, "Flaming meteor blows up in US." But by the time I saw that, the damage had been done. I'd already created this mental image of this meteor coming out of nowhere and crashing into the USA and totally annihilating it. Now, I would actually not want this to happen, but the mental picture of a meteor just totally destroying a country in one go just had me laughing for about 15 minutes, and my sides ached, and my stomach hurt, and I could not stop. So no, I definitely would not wish that on any Americans, honestly, but it was still a really funny mental image. So the moral of the story, children, is don't read the newspaper headlines when you're really tired, because you never know what could result from it. A more recent experience that I can think of kind of puts me in a bad light, so I'm not sure if I should talk about that or not, but I guess I will anyway. This will demonstrate my rather childish humor. There's a guy who comes on the radio from time to time. I'm not sure what he actually does, if he's a journalist or TV broadcaster or what, but he is a political pundit. Now, this poor fellow has the unfortunate last name of Wankerly. And when I first heard that, I'm afraid that set me off, and I burst into gales of laughter. It's like the name R.A. Dickey. Names like that tend to make me snicker. Yes, I realize I'm silly and childish, but there you have it. I can't help it.